Quebec has tabled a bill seeking to expand its secularism laws. If it passes, Quebec will ban public prayer, extend its religious symbols ban to daycare workers, stop public institutions from exclusively offering food based on religious traditions, such as halal or kosher meals. It will phase out public subsidies for religious private schools, and it will see an end to the use of religious symbols in communications by public institutions. For example, graphics or photography used by a municipality will no longer be able to depict a woman in a hijab. It will also see the banning of prayer rooms in schools, including in post-secondary institutions like Concordia and McGill. All of this requires the repealing of Quebec's Freedom of Worship Act, which the bill would accomplish. Many groups are concerned that these restrictive policies infringe on freedom of expression and religion and target minority groups in Quebec. Concordia's Muslim Students Association says that the prayer room at Concordia University is an important gathering place and is visited by at least 500 Muslim students every day. Shaheen Ashraf is a board member for the Canadian Council of Muslim Women here in Montreal. She says these proposed changes target the Muslim minority specifically.
I have contributed to society by the grace of God in a good way all the time, and I cover my head, and nobody has a problem with that, you know, except the government just creating rules for nothing. I mean, they create problems for things that don't exist or matter.
Ashraf says much of the issue comes down to the very definition of secularism held by the CAQ party, a party which is slipping in the polls and will likely struggle to face re-election in the coming year.
I mean, define secularism to me. What is secularism according to your belief? To me, today in Quebec, the secularism is like another religion that is being forced down our throats.
For Ashraf, though, the root of these policy proposals comes down simply to xenophobia and racism.
It is the fear of the other. You don't know me, and you think, oh my gosh, she covers her hair. She covers her head. She looks very different to me. She has brown skin. I don't want her here, you know? And of course, the leaders are encouraging that.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
IQAir named Montreal the world's most polluted city, the rating of 230, classified as very unhealthy.
You bet you fucking change. You just need some rights from your- CJLO 1690 AM Electric Messiah Radio Show. We're in the studio. We're in the building. I was locked out of the building for the previous hour.
I did too.
Yeah, you were locked out. Funny enough, when I walked into the station, before you and I, who do this show every week, were here, Cesspool was here, standing in the station waiting for us.
sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, it's great.
We made it.
You got, I'm happy that you guys found it, because it's kind of a maze in this university.
Always struggled.
You struggled, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were scared that we would not made it, but we were there before you guys.
Yeah.
Even me, that I've been here for a while.
Yeah. I'm like, come closer. Aldo just got here. He just got off work and ran over here and hit three kids along the way. It's okay. They'll be at the show tomorrow swinging their arms and elbows.
I was playing Intruder.
Yeah.
Exactly. That'll do that to you.
Yeah. So we just played the intro from the new EP from Cesspool called Plummeting to the Grave. And then right after that, we played the song Intruder. What's up, guys? Introduce yourself to the people.
I'm Jeremy. I sing in Cesspool.
Yeah, I'm Kaylin. I play guitar.
I'm Tristan, and I play rhythm guitar. Lead.
Lead and rhythm.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes lead.
Yeah, he plays lead.
Yeah, we switch all the time.
He's the lead rhythm guitarist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Pretty much.
So talk about Intruder for a second. I know you got a bit excited there when it came on.
Yeah. The dive bomb at the end. Dive bomb into Jeremy's There was only one on the record, I think.
Yes.
And he chose that very specific moment, and to me it's like post recording process and all that, after listening to it many, many times, that's my favorite moment right there. It hits hard. Yeah. It's home, and it makes me sad because I'll never be able to mush it.
What? Strong words.
Yeah, you can just fill one person in one time, just that one time.
By the way, Jay's here.
Yeah, where is he?
Jay!
Anyway, he'll be over here. Let's not yell into the mic. So you guys have a show tomorrow night. You're gonna do the EP release for, by the way, we've had a lot of people on here. I love everybody that comes on here, but I got especially excited this week, and I never get comments on anything, and we've done 36 episodes. This is the 37th. So I got two comments on this EP. Eric commented on it. Do you know what he said, Aldo?
No, read it.
He said, Cesspool, new EP, wow, in loop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good comment.
Hell,
that's
yeah.
Good.
And then I said, yeah, it's dope as fuck. Nope, I just broke my rule of swearing on the radio. Sorry, guys. But it's context, okay? So I think that's, that's...
I'm glad they don't think it sucks.
He doesn't think it sucks.
Would have been fine.
He's actually listening right now.
He's listening right now, yeah. And I'll find the other one. Oh, yeah, here's the other one. Best effing band, bro. The new stuff hits hard with, like, 5 D's and 3 exclamation marks. Yeah. So
you guys are killing it. That is incredible.
Damn right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much. You deserve it. Yeah. Let's get into it again, then.
You guys had another EP, no?
This is our first one, but we had a demo, basically an EP.
Yeah, like six songs?
There are 5 songs on
10
it.
10 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much the same as this one, but it was more a demo, like, it was our first thing, so I don't like to call it an EP, but this one was, like, the proper, like, let's put everything into it, and this is cesspool for real now.
The sound is real good on this. And I just bought a new speaker. Just last week, so when I played it on that new speaker and the bass and everything, I'm really happy with it.
Fuck yeah.
So let's play some more. All right, so everyone's going to swear today. Yeah. This is From Plummeting to the Grave by Cesspool. This is the 3rd song on the EP. It's called
Fura Battle.
Right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
I got a whole lot of my angst. I preserve it.
CJLO 1690, that was Futile Battle from Plummeting to the Grave by Cesspool. New EP, what's up, guys? We have a show tomorrow to go to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Yeah, tell us about the show.
Oh, man.
Give us some details about this show.
It's going to be at Saturnia, and, it's going to be also the last XS show, Straight Edge Band from Montreal. They've been going for 10 years now.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. And it's a bunch of our friends. And there's going to be All Style Switch. It's Tristan's band. He's releasing his EP as well. And he's gonna play tomorrow night, releasing his EP, and
so you're releasing two EPs tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
This week, kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can talk about it.
Yeah, we released our EP about what, a month back now, with All Style Switch, and me and Jay had his lineup for about almost like 8 months now. Yeah, we talked about this show for a bit, and it was like, yo, we need to do a double release. It's going to be dope. And then it's a sick bill. there's the young kids from Talk 'Em Down, the up-and-coming band. They got some really good stuff going on. And Drive By, our homies.
Yeah.
And then Excess, as they mentioned. And then Pure Bliss from Syracuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
Pure Bliss.
Yeah. They're sick. It's a dope lineup, and
we're big fans of Drive By Locos over here.
Yeah, just a bunch of homies, and to be honest, we've been looking for that gig for a long, long time now. It's actually happening. It's went by fast. It's actually a release, a relief.
It's all of it. It's all of it.
Yeah. There's been a lot of work going into that for sure, but I feel like it's all coming together now, and. We just get to celebrate it tomorrow night. I feel like it will be a legendary gig for everybody. I wish it was all ages. It was supposed to be initially, but the venue changed its
liquor policy.
Yeah, exactly. It all happened like and pretty quick. We couldn't do anything about it. I wish we would have changed it, but. There was nothing we could do, and that wouldn't affect the lineup and whatever. And we really wanted that lineup specifically.
Right. Well, I can't wait to go tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
And get injured. let's play. We're gonna play a promo. We'll be right back. It's all.
Do you
want
to have a discussion about movies?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
CJLO and Worst Dad Ever present Heaven for Real's launch show for Who Died and Made You the Dream. Come to Lesko Griff on December 6th for new tracks from the album and opening sets from local legends Amory and Girl with Dream. Doors at 8 and show at 8:30. Tickets are $12 in advance on thepointofsale.com and $15 at the door.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover.
All right, CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. We're in studio with Cesspool, and we have a lot of music to get to tonight. You guys need to go to La Sotareña tomorrow. How much is that show? Did we say how much it was?
It's $20.
$20.
$20 for
six bands.
Dude, they're getting ripped off. All these bands are getting ripped off. go. So when you're there, buy a shirt, buy some merch. Purchase. All these bands need your money, but they don't need your money. They need your body. And then they need your money. Yeah. All right, let's keep going. Let me bring up this list again. What do we got next? Born to Loathe. Tell me about this song. Who is Born to Loathe?
Who is Born to Loathe?
Who isn't? Yeah.
Who isn't? Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot of people in the scene, but it's mostly when I thought about this title, it was I'm someone that gets angry easily. I've been, and I don't know, it just spoke to me, it came to me like just naturally. But to be honest, like when I was thinking about that title, that wasn't a song written. It was just for merch. But when I found the line, the song title, I was like, okay, we need to write a song about that. And we did right after. And I figured that we'd do like, we'd match the music with the three words. So I was like with my guy, Jean Gab, who's not here. trying to write the song, and I was telling him, okay, so let's just do Born to Load, and it with my mouth like that. And just from the words, from the hook, we did the song pretty easily. And yeah, that.
Whoops! Whoops! Oh. Oops! Sorry about that.
I know the song's good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just lining it up. Yeah, no. Sorry. Continue. Finish.
No, no. But that's pretty much. That's pretty much it. Like, it just came like that. Like from the name itself, and yeah, it represents my my angst and my the angst of the scene in general, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen. This is Born to Loathe, Cesspool, Electric Messiah Radio.
I preserve it because I need it. It keeps me sharp, on the edge, where I gotta be.
I surrender to the pain and the rage without hesitation. We're down, when reality's a sin, the right sets off. I want to apologize. I won't ask for forgiveness. No more reason. Born to love. Born to love. Born to love. Born to love. Surrender to the pain and the rage without hesitation.
Fire. Wow. So how many people are going to get injured during that song tomorrow?
How long is that song?
Yeah.
9 minutes something.
240.
Oh, yeah. It's 240.
It's
211,
dude.
It's 240?
211.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's 211. Sorry. Yeah. I'm already on bygones here. Yeah.
But probably a lot of people. This probably. One, we actually leaked this one to some of our homies the last time we played, so we'd get some footage off this song. Yeah. Yeah. And so a lot of people knew it before it was released. So I feel like it'll get a good pop this
people
time.
People have had time to, you know, like get familiar with the parts. And
stuff. Yeah, shout out to Benoit for taking the mic up during our last show.
What happened there? The crowd gets nuts and the mic goes.
Nah, the song had been leaked for like what? Let's say like a couple of days, yeah. I think, but before the
Be About a Fest,
yeah. And then one of our homies just grabbed the mic and said like a chunky piece of words. It's like, yo, did you practice? It was in locked. Right. That video is on our Instagram. It's pretty sick.
Okay,
shout out Benoit. All
right, check that out. Shout out Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
What time does the show start tomorrow? What time do the doors open?
The doors, I guess, are at 7.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't even know, honestly, but I the show will start at 8, okay. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and who's starting the show?
Talk Him Down.
Talk Him Down.
Oh, yeah, the Young Guns.
Yeah. How long has this band been around?
Not too long, it's their second show.
Oh, second show.
Yeah. They still don't have music out, but if you're into like hard moshing, like beat down, like you gotta be there.
Right.
You gotta see it, you know.
definitely not going in that mosh pit.
Yeah. I know that they've got some good surprises too in their set, so.
Yeah. And Pure Bliss is from Syracuse.
Yeah, that's right.
And you guys have done shows in Syracuse, I'm assuming?
No, we haven't. They've come here a couple of times, and yeah. I've played with them with my old band, Scaramanga, and Cesspool, we played with them in Toronto, and we also played with them, Cesspool, at Montreal Madhouse. Yeah, that's what I thought. And so, yeah, it's just been a couple of times, and I figured we'd make it a little more special on the release and not just have bands from Montreal. And we were thinking about Ontario bands or whatever, but we just thought maybe just like get a band from the States. And it was complicated because it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's
in
right.
The States. Mm-hmm. But they were down. They were down. I guess they don't give a shit about it.
Like, yeah. No, it's a big deal, Thanksgiving in the States. They go nuts for it. It's bigger than Christmas. It's the biggest holiday down there.
I was really surprised that they accepted, and I'm really stoked. They're like this super heavy, metallic hardcore band that like it reminds me a little bit of the band God's Hate. And yeah, man. I mean, them and all the other bands tomorrow are all like super.
Sorry about
it's
that.
It's not a mixed bill.
Yeah, it's not a mixed bill. It's gonna be super heavy from the beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's finish off this EP here. Last song on plummeting to the. I can't say that word. Plummeting to the grave. The new EP by Cesspool. When did this come out? This came out this week, last week?
It was November 12th.
Right. So that'll be...
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
To the day, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about Bygones.
Ooh, Bygones is more of a dark, emotional song. Like, it's more melodic, too.
I think it's the best song that we wrote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's up there for
like when,
sure.
When we did the pre-prod for it and stuff, like we knew just like, oh, like this is...
The one that feels like you're like...
Yeah.
But I pointed out a sticker over there that's like Eat on Concrete. And we really love that band. It's more like melodic hardcore. Not melodic hardcore, but they got this...
They have an emotional...
Yeah, it's emotional hardcore a little bit. And we just like one track here and there, we want to... put that vibe on, and this is what we did basically with Bygones, and just the name, everything, the lyrical content, it all just like gets a dark turn out of a sudden, and
it's the only time we use that the diminished chord, I think, Kaylin.
Is that a diminished chord?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But it's the only time we use the chord like that on the guitar for the whole record, and it makes like it has the emotional feeling to it. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, let's play it. This is Bygones, Cesspool, CGLO 1690 AM.
Oblivion! Overturned door!
CJLO 1690 AM, Electric Messiah Radio, Cesspool, Bygones. You're right, it was what exactly the way you described it. Obviously, you
it
know
it. Emotional.
It was a bit emotional, yeah. A great way to end a heavy EP like that. And still a heavy song. But you do get that feeling in there. I understand what you meant.
It's probably one of the only songs that we don't just put a breakdown at the end of the song.
But it's actually also weirdly probably the mosh song of the EP.
Oh yeah.
Like it doesn't stop for about a minute and a half. Like just like moshing nonstop. And everything else is just like the emotional stuff. But it doesn't stay long.
Yeah. You gotta keep it hardcore.
All right. So, talk briefly about the hardcore scene in Canada in general. Just name some, what you're into, you know, some whatever.
I think it's pretty big these days, no?
Before you go, hardcore seems to be bigger than ever. I see it everywhere. And I know next to nothing. I had Bruiserweight come in. Grayson and John schooled me. You guys are schooling me.
But it's bigger than it's ever been, I think.
Right?
Yeah. To be honest.
Yeah.
I've been going to shows since 2009. I've never seen anything like it. And I thought it was like the post-pandemic burst, I guess. But it really, especially Montreal, never really stopped being like super popular, but everywhere too. I've never seen like that many big hardcore bands. Like it wasn't a thing before having like such big hardcore bands.
There's like a big scene for sure.
I mean, Madball was here recently. We had Bayway on the show. Jay, speak about that for a second. Jay from Bayway produced the EP.
He
mixed and mastered it. Yeah.
Yeah. Good guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you guys played with Bayway before? I'm assuming you have.
No, but like my girlfriend Destiny books a lot of shows in Montreal, and she actually booked a Bayway gig, which was Talking Down's first show this summer.
That was with Desecrate at Toscadora?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a pretty stacked bill. There was SOV a lot of bands. Yeah.
Pardon me?
SOV.
Yeah, shout out SOV.
Shout out SOV. I saw Bayway recently at Beanfield with Biohazard, Onyx, and Swollen Teeth, which was like, it was cool, but it was like a Slipknot style type of. They were all wearing masks and stuff.
Okay.
Pretty young guys. Good for them. Go, you know, go for it.
Yeah. That was
Hey, they're on tour with Biohazard and Onyx. I'm not gonna say nothing, you know.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Nothing to complain.
No. We're trying to get Danny, my buddy Danny, on the line here. He told me 1 second. Danny is the his name's Danny River. If he doesn't come on this show, he's coming on a future show. He's the merch guy for Dying Fetus. He arrived in Osaka this afternoon, which was like 2:30 in the morning. Anyway, we're going to try and get him on the show. So within the next...
If he's not sleeping.
We got 25 minutes. No, he just woke up. Oh. Yeah, so we're going to try and find out what Dying Fetus is up to in Japan. But... You ever been to Japan?
No, never.
No.
Definitely a dream.
Definitely a dream. Oh, I would love to.
They seem to have a huge hardcore scene as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they have every single scene, these guys, no?
Yeah.
They love it. You ever seen those, like...
I'm pretty sure I saw a video where the crowd interpreted... Because the kids at hardcore shows here, I call them kids, right? But the people at hardcore shows here, they go nuts... I call them ninjas. We always call them.
Oh yeah, you're talking
Daniel sons, and but I feel like I saw this video where they're actually following through in their punches and in their kicks. Yeah. And
you're talking about
that was
Japanese mosh style part two.
Okay, so you're aware.
Yeah. Song on it. Yeah.
Okay,
that video is basically the Bible of learn how to mosh.
That's it.
There's a lot of people told me when I first were introduced to the hardcore scenes. Like, this is the video you watch.
What's it called again?
Japanese Mosh Style Part 2.
Nice.
Yeah. Part 2.
Part 2, yeah. You watch that video, you learn the moves, and then you throw down in the pit.
Right.
Wow, the Bible.
Can we just name a couple, with like pulling weeds? Do I see people doing that? Is that what you call that?
That's picking up the change.
Picking up the change?
I call it penny picking.
Yeah.
Caitlin has a good penny picking.
Yeah. Thank you. Give us some more.
Windmill. That's a classic.
Classic.
I call the throwdown that one.
Okay.
But it's all, you're kind of doing kind of the same thing. You
the
know?
Spin kicks is obviously.
Yeah.
What else?
It's where the ninjas come from.
Two-step.
There's the stomping. The stomping. Like just like monster stomping.
Side to side.
Like side to side.
Side to side. What are you going to throw down at the show? You just call out.
Yeah, there's like
if you
specific
know, if,
parts.
Yeah, if you're in, like
you know
what to
which
do
part
at the
is
right
which.
Yeah,
like the elbow throwing.
That's intuitive. Like
that's just basic
reactionary.
Yeah, that comes with every move.
Are the ones that get me all the time.
Yeah.
I don't throw elbows.
Yeah. What's the one where the one guy will just come and bash everyone? Along the
crowd kill. That's a crowd kill.
Crowd kill. Some people can get actually carried away.
Crowd kill is good.
People will be getting carried away.
Yeah. You need some of that. You need to create the pull. The pull of the pit.
The pull of the pit.
Or as Caitlin said tonight recently at a show.
FRMS,
pit activated.
Yeah, that's right. Activate the pit. Yeah.
Sometimes
you need a pit activator. Yeah. Like, especially at the start of the set. You know, sometimes maybe people don't know what's up.
Yeah.
And then it just takes one guy, you know, to set it off. Like, everybody's waiting for it. You know?
Yeah. And there's
no one wants to be the guy.
Nobody wants to do it. Yeah, but somebody's got to do it.
Somebody always steps up eventually. So before this EP, what was the song that you guys would play the most?
Probably Deceased was our first song. I think we've always played it.
Yeah, we never stopped. And we were going to play it tomorrow as well.
Cesspool as well, I mean.
Cesspool.
Well, let's play them. Let's play Cesspool and then Deceased. Here they are on CGLO 1690.
We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. That was Cesspool with the song Cesspool, and after that it was Deceased. Right now on the line we have Danny River from Osaka, Japan. Danny, are you there?
What's going on?
What's up, Danny? What are you doing in Osaka, Japan right now, Danny?
Right now, I came to, I haven't had a vacation in a long time, and I've never been to Osaka, so came to see what's up. I've been to Tokyo, but Osaka's where I've been wanting to come for a fat minute.
Okay. So, what did you do today in Osaka, Danny?
Well, I just landed last night. We got into my Airbnb, like, at 11 at night. And then, it is 11:43 right now, and I'm waiting for my buddy. He's coming from Tokyo. He's on the bullet train, and when he gets here, we're going to go get our day started.
Okay.
So, going to visit some shrines, go to this American village out here, have, like, do some bar hopping, and then... tomorrow, Universal Studios.
Oh, really? Universal Studios in Tokyo?
In Osaka.
In Osaka, that's right. So, Danny, we're here in studio with a band called Cesspool. They're a Montreal hardcore band. We're celebrating their EP release called Plummeting to the Grave is the new EP. And they'll be doing an EP release show tomorrow at La Sotareña. Tell the people what bands you work for. I know you work for a bunch of different bands.
I'm for a couple different ones, but the main ones is going to be Fu Manchu and Dying Fetus.
All right. And are you out there right now on tour, or are you actually just on vacation?
No, just vacation. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done anything for myself in a long time, so
all right.
I wanted to take it then.
Right. Well, when is your next tour?
It's supposed to be the European trip with Slaughter to Prevail.
Okay. Can you tell us about bands on that tour?
It's Suming, Suicide Silence, Slaughter, and Us. Through Bill.
Dying Fetus, Slaughter to Prevail, and Suicide Silence. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good show. All right. And what was your last tour?
My last tour was with Fetus.
Was it the Chaos and Carnage tour?
No, it was with... sorry, I just had a brain fart. it was with Gates to Hell and Mugshot.
Gates to Hell and Mugshot. I would like to see Gates to Hell. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard of that band Mugshot. It was my first time hearing them, and see, those guys bring it, man. They did a great job every night.
Danny, we're up against the clock here. We gotta go to a promo and ad. We're going to have you back on the show, but I just wanted to give you one song here.
Sure.
What would you like?
Dude, since we're talking about Cesspool, let's go ahead and throw on the Dying Fetus Cesspool.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Good choice.
Great choice. Okay, we'll get right into that. Thanks a lot for coming on the show today, Danny, and we'll have you back on. Enjoy your vacation in Osaka. I know you you deserve it.
Thank you, my man. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling and reaching out.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
It's Danny River, everybody, out in Osaka. And this is Into the Cesspool. We're here with Cesspool. Dying Fetus, CJLO.
Can we?
CJLO 1690, we're back. That was Into the Cesspool by Dying Fetus. We're hanging out with Cesspool, just talking everything Cesspool. You guys gave me 15 songs by bands not called Cesspool, and we haven't played one of them because that's just how it goes. Yeah, I had Dope Thrown on the show. I think we played 4 songs. Yeah. Well, I mean, then again, they are a sludge band, so yeah.
But he had 12 beers.
He did have, Vince had 12 beers. Oh my god.
Lucky bear.
Yeah, and he was laughing after too, right? Anyway. Yeah, it was a fun show. All right, where should we go next, boys?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Let's play
we got the
Freezer Burn, Iron
Crusaders.
Yeah,
for sure. It's all of our other bands.
Cross Check, so. Casino.
Put on the Freezer Burn song. It's Kaden's other band.
Let's do it.
I can't remember what song it's.
Pain as a Portal to God.
Yeah, yeah.
To
God for sure.
Yeah. Tell me, what about this?
So that's probably the most recent song that we released with Freezer Burn. We do have an EP coming out soon, but this is kind of like a single off that we released it with, like an intro too. So.
When's the next Freezer Burn show?
Next Freezer Burn show is probably going to be in April.
Okay.
But, I can't really give any more details than that at the moment. So.
Okay, so there is a Freezer Burn show in April.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here it is. Pain as a Portal to God. Freezer Burn. CJLO.
Oh!
Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO. Turn that off. So we got about 5 minutes left. Here, let's do this.
Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you want to...
All right. Hey, and we're back. CJLO 1690. So we got about 4 minutes left. Show goes just like that. Just like that, it's over.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick. We'll do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I can guarantee you guys are going to release more music after this. Yeah, I don't know that, but I know that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I can't wait to go to that show tomorrow. I'm going to be sore on Saturday. Yep. And that's just how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Everybody come out to the show tomorrow. La Sotereña. A show starts at 8. Doors are probably 7, most likely. Yeah. And I think there's 4 bands there. Pure Bliss.
Oh, there's,
six.
Bands?
Yeah.
Six bands.
Name them again.
Talk 'em Down.
Drive-By.
Drive-By Locos.
Us Switch.
Excess.
Yep.
Last show ever.
Yep. Yeah, last show ever, Excess. And Pure Bliss and Cesspool.
Right. And it's a great lineup, yeah. And it's only $20. I mean, in this day and age, the cost of everything, I mean, come on.
And in this economy?
To quote a great friend of mine, the legend says that most of the band will be doing covers.
Right, yeah. I saw that.
4 out of 6.
4 out of 6 bands will be doing covers. Don't forget. All right, how should we go out on the show?
You mean a song?
Yeah.
Ooh.
R.I.P.
Put on Iron Crusaders, I guess.
Gone Too Soon.
Gone Too Soon? I mean, it wasn't on the list, though. Yeah.
Gone Too Soon, I have it right here.
Oh, yeah?
Let's do it. It's perfect timing.
It's the other emotional song.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Anytime. We'll have you back. Every Thursday, CJLO, 1690 Electric Messiah Radio, Gone Too Soon, Cesspool.